To talk to our next guest. You know I love the people from Talk Radio News, but she's my favorite. Ellen Ratner joins us right at the top to tee it up with us. Ellen, your reaction to the election, what do you think?
Well, you know, I'm a news person, but I am a Democrat, and I'm very open about it. I think when people are not open about their viewpoints, and they pretend to give news from a, you know, straight perspective, people don't know what perspective they're coming from. So I was very happy.
So you were very happy and not surprised, right? You and I talked about this. I kept asking, let's look in the crystal ball. And you did tell me at one point that you thought it was going to be pretty tight. We saw what happened with the popular vote, but, I mean, it was not even close when we talked to electoral vote.
Right, and that's clearly what they focused on, which shows us that popular vote is not necessarily where it's at.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so now here we are a couple of days later. Big interview on ABC, Diane Sawyer with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and they talked about all kinds of things, including the, you know, the election and working with the president and all that kind of stuff. And he had an interesting thing to say about Paul Ryan. In fact, we're going to play it on the show, but he called Paul Ryan a wonk. What do you make
really
of that?
It's really quite astounding. He sort of made that recovery afterwards. Saying, well, you know, he deals with the budget and blah, blah, blah. But the word was out. He said it. And people were quite shocked, to say the least.
Yeah. I was shocked when I heard that. And he also said he was going to work on immigration reform, too. And I don't know. I'm kind of surprised by that because that keeps getting shelved and shelved and shelved. You and
well,
I know
he
it.
He said we shelved it long enough and it is time. I think he realized, listen, there's three demographics they didn't deal with. Gays, women, and Latinos. And I actually did some calculations that show if they had only accepted gays in Ohio, if they didn't, nothing else, they would have won Ohio.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Quite astounding.
Yeah, but they didn't. That's the thing. Hey, and, you know, speaking from
and
Ohio.
They're not going to. And they'll keep losing elections.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not going to. They have to really re-rack things. Absolutely, I agree with you. Florida, I don't understand why we can't get elections straight in Florida. What's going on with Florida?
Romney realizes that he has lost Florida, but we do not have the numbers. I mean, you also have some congressional races like Alan West that, you know, is a Florida election, and he's saying he wants the voting machines impounded. This is a Republican saying that? Quite astounding.
Yeah. The president now, he didn't get much celebrating in. He was back to Washington almost right away, it seemed like, the next day. And now you sent me a note, and I was looking at his travel plans, and he's going to Asia right before Thanksgiving. What's coming out of that trip?
Well, what's going to come out of that is there's an economic conference that happens in that area, and presidents always attend that, generally attend it. And he's also going to be going to Thailand. He's going to be going to Cambodia. And he's going to Myanmar, which better known as Burma. First time a president has really done that. And it's so interesting because actually Mrs. Bush, Mrs. Bush too, was very active in Burma and really working with the State Department to try, and she sort of took it on as her personal cause.
Yeah. One last one, as I'm just kind of shuffling along here and spitballing things. Hillary Clinton not coming back as Secretary of State and Eric Holder not coming back? What are the replacement players?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I just heard the report from Greg Clugston that's been going on your network and others. And she said that, no, she was not planning on coming back. But that was before the election. She's been mum since the election, so we don't know what the story is on that. My guess is she won't come back, but she'll stay a little while longer. Leon Panetta might stay. Eric Holder might not stay from defense, and Eric Holder from justice may not stay.
All right, so some replacement players for sure are going to be teed up here soon. Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. Get some rest. We appreciate the time.
You got it.
Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, hey, everybody, Kate D., happy to be with you as always as the skipper here on the little ship called America Tonight. Lies, trials, and other tribulations. And how about a nor'easter just kicked the snot out of the East Coast when it was already down. But one thing I wanted to pick up on as we really have wrapped up this whole election deal, some people finally getting a little sleep. You heard Ellen make the joke there, and I asked her about getting sleep before we jumped on the air together. She said she hadn't slept in I don't know how many days it was, probably 2 days. But the election, gays, women, and Latinos now is what Republicans are looking at, and women especially, because women were really one of the big reasons that Obama was pushed over the top. And you look at the fact that now with all the results in, there are 20 women who are going to hold U.S. Senate seats next year, including the newly elected Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin, who is an openly gay senator, the first openly gay female senator, and the New Hampshire congressional delegation was all about the women in New Hampshire. They kicked the guys out, are all female. In Obama's home state of Hawaii, Democrat Mazie Hirono will represent the islands in the Senate, and so it was a wild election year when it came to women and offices. And it's interesting because Obama clinched, they say, even probably in mid-October, when a lot of the information, and we talked about a little bit about this on the show, when the data that came out showed that among white women, the president led 52% to 46%. You know, if we roll back to 2008, when he carried Ohio, he got 47% of votes from white women in that state. And nationally, Obama got 56% of the female vote in 2008. So there seemed to be a little bit of a surge of support of some women for Romney also in early October, but all those gains were undone by a couple of things. And one of the exit polls showed when women were asked about the reference that he made to using whole binders full of women as a hiring tool as governor, it was a miss. He whiffed on that whole question and the pay question, obviously. And that was, in the end, very, very costly to this Republican run. Because you have to go back and you have to handicap it and see what happened and what went wrong. So when the Republicans re-rack and look at what they're doing and where the party's going, they can see where the misses were and how they move forward and what they're trying to do to embrace females, to get more females to, especially there are plenty of conservative women that are out there, and there are plenty of conservative women who voted. So what happened? Or maybe they didn't vote, and there's a big difference. There's a miss somewhere. There's a miss somewhere here. And part of it was also because of Todd Akin and what he said. The Missouri congressman who was running for Senate, 47% of Missouri voters said abortion should be illegal. But exit polls there also showed that Akin netted 67% of the group's votes, but 27% of people who thought abortion should be illegal supported McCaskill because of the thing ultimately that he said about legitimate rape. And that cost Romney, too, in the end. All right, on the flip side, finally, justice is done. We're talking about Gabby Giffords and a horrific tragedy that altered the lives of so many. The bad guy goes away for a very long time. That's up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Difficult. You know, she said she was, you know, sad during a lot of the, you know, the testimony, the victim impact statements. Tough to face somebody that did such a, you know, horrific crime, you know, in her case to her. And but she's a tough woman. I'm incredibly proud of her. I saw a person who certainly has, you know, major mental illness, but also somebody that knew where he was and why he was there and was a little bit defiant, I would have to say, you know, in the way he was looking at us and looking at Gabby.
Sentencing hearing and a lot of emotional testimony, if you will. That was former astronaut Mark Kelly, the husband of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, who was gunned down in Arizona when she was out at a campaign rally that she had put together to inform voters. And she stood alongside her husband to deliver a what they call a victim impact statement. She was one of several of Jared Lee Loeffler's victims who spoke about the day when he opened fire at one of those street corner meetings, killing six people and injuring 13 as a result. And during this entire thing, the, you know, Kelly, you could hear him there what he was talking about. And he said at one point, you may have put a bullet through her head, but you haven't put a dent in her spirit. Kelly kept telling Lautner, Jared, pay attention to this during his statement because you try to create for all of us a world as dark and evil as your own. But know this and remember it always. You failed. How powerful is that? There has to be some kind of a sense of closure or relief or resolution or, you know, whatnot. But the bottom line is justice finally served in this one, in a sense, because Jared Lee Loeffler gets life in prison after what he did that day, which was just awful, just despicable. And the innocent people whose lives were forever altered by that, including the congresswoman's and obviously Mark Kelly. It's a miracle that she's alive and doing pretty well, frankly, but she certainly is changed because of it. So Giffords sat in the second row of the courtroom with Kelly so she could get a better view of him when he came into the courtroom. There was, of course, all kinds of media there, and This is unfortunately what happened in Tucson, Arizona, and now it comes all the way around. Loeffner, 24, life in prison, 7 life in prison sentences without parole, plus 140 years. He pleaded guilty in a deal that allowed him to avoid, you guessed it, the death penalty. So I guess I could ask the question, is justice served? You know, the death penalty, whether or not to abolish the death penalty, was on the ballot in California, because there are a lot of Californians who were not too happy about the state of the death penalty in the Golden State. And I, for one, wish he hadn't cut that deal. There, I'll tell you, Kelly saved some of what had built up in him for the politicians in Arizona, saying that the leadership was completely lacking and that they were feckless for not addressing other things that they should have addressed, because what comes out of this, as you and I know, is the battle over guns and gun control. The state legislature, as Kelly said, did nothing and named an official state handgun weeks after the shooting. And he talked about that he thought this was part of, in conclusion, this was part of the problem. And here's the only thing about that argument. And I understand it. I understand his passionate pleas. And I feel for Mark Kelly and, for Gabby Giffords. As you know, we've had her best friend on the show a few times when we were in New Hampshire, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And the argument over guns, in my opinion, like other hot-button issues, abortion being another one of them, which we saw come up heavily and I just mentioned in the election, is something I do not believe in this country will ever, 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 I can't say it enough, be satisfied, will fulfill what people want to see as the land, as the law of the land in the United States. And the reason why is because there is such a deep divide over guns and the right to bear arms and protecting our right, according to the Constitution, to have those arms, and arguing now futuristically as to what that means heading down the road, with whether or not we've gotten out of control when it comes to guns. And you know, you've probably heard me say this on the show many times, I do not think you can take that constitutional right. You cannot take that constitutional right away. If anything, the more we take away, I think the more that we give up those amazing freedoms that we have that make this country just so great. And one of them is guns. Now, there can be better, I think there can be better laws. There could be a more uniform law, and there could be better checking. There can be better background checking when it comes to people getting guns. Certainly, we've seen, and this is the case with Jared Lee Loeffner, the arguments over mental illness and tracking that and not allowing that to happen. There has to be some kind of a net where we can stop some of the wrong people getting guns for the wrong reason when it's pretty evident. But I still will not walk down that path of gun control. Now, you might disagree, and you may say what Mark Kelly's saying there is 100% correct, and this will just fuel those flames even more, because two people were shot and wounded near a Florida hospital. What they're saying is the people that were shot, they were actually hit in a parking lot near the Delray Medical Center, and they had to do a lockdown of the hospital and search for the guy with the gun, the suspect. The Associated Press was reporting it happened right before 9 o'clock, and they immediately, because this is what you have to do, you have to have a sweep of the hospital. And you know what hospitals are like? To me, it, in one way, it's pretty shocking how open hospitals are and how people can have access to ICUs and to hospital rooms. And, you know, this year unfortunately, I've been in many different hospitals in Dallas, Texas, and in Philadelphia and some other places, and never asked questions, never checked in, none of that. And I know that some of you listening to me have had to do that, and I don't understand. So it's not shocking that there would be some suspect crawling around in a hospital, or they would think there would be, and you'd have to have helicopters and agents and everything else, and you'd have to also comb the parking lot. So the two people that are shot, they don't know, they haven't immediately identified them, and the injuries at least are not critical, so maybe they can find something out there. But I always take pause when I hear about any kind of an open shooting, especially when it has to do with schools, hospitals, churches, that kind of stuff, or events like Gabby Giffords, where she went out and she was just talking to her constituents or future constituents, and should not have been a victim of the nutball Jared Lee Loeffner, who made no sense as he was rambling about all kinds of different things in a manifesto. And, you know, unfortunately, she became the target of the rage. Luckily, she survived it, which is the good news. But, you know, at what cost to so many others is the thing, and it ignites that argument that I just said we will not solve, at least in my lifetime. I don't believe we will. And, you know, when I was in Ireland, I talked to a lot of the police, and maybe I had a handful of conversations with some of the police in Ireland, and there are no guns. They don't have guns. It's like the UK. And how safe is it? I asked them questions about that, because the reason I asked the questions is I had been in cabs, and every night the cab drivers told me they had shootings. And I said, wow, well, what happens when the police respond? Because they don't have guns. They've got clubs, and they have other methods, but they do not have guns. And what they said was, you know, these were drug wars, and usually, they said the word usually you didn't have a police officer killed in the middle of it, but it was always a possibility if it got out of control or there was a stray bullet. I thought, wow, how do you take clubs, a horse, a police automobile, maybe a taser, into a war zone when you have the criminals who have the guns and you have none? Do we want that in the United States? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%. 20% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tonight, in other words, the last half of this hour. And I was talking there about Jared Lee Loeffner and the fact that I think we have to have better checks, especially when it comes to mental illness. So just finish up the story for you. And remember, you can weigh in on this whole idea of gun control and guns and people and that kind of thing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I just gave my example of what was happening in Ireland, in Dublin specifically, and how I was hearing that in the cabs and finding out even from a driver and from a cop that I talked to that, of course they don't have guns, and geez, what do you do? Well, you hope you didn't get shot, lass. Ooh. Taking a chance, spinning the wheel of fortune. I don't get that, honestly. So for Loeffner, by the way, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and has to get antipsychotic medication forcibly because he doesn't want to take it. So the victims, besides Mark Kelly making his statement, other victims made some statements, and the victims like the idea of the federal plea bargain because they want a long trial. They don't want to relive the horror story every day in papers and blogs and on the tube and whatever else. So whether the state prosecutors will try him anyway and seek the death penalty, that's kind of an unknown. I never got a straight answer on that. And that's still floating out there. So for now, Loeffner, life, absolutely no chance of parole. And maybe I'm wrong. Is that enough? Especially with the victim saying, fine, we'll take the, of all the family's victims, are saying that the families of the victims are saying, fine, or the victims who survived themselves, let's go with this. I don't want this lengthy thing. You know, maybe you have to honor that request, even if deep down you think, geez, that's just not good enough. It's just not good enough for his laughing and his nonsense and his smart aleck grins and looks and everything else that he's done when he's been in the courtroom. All right, I'm going to switch gears here because, as I said, lies, trials, and other tribulations that people are going through. Well, here's a big one. Gas rationing is back. There's a gas rationing plan on drivers in New York. I think Mayor Bloomberg, with everything that's happened, felt that he had to pull the cord on this one. And here's what he had to say about the rationing.
Beginning at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, drivers in New York City who have license plates that end in an odd number or end in a letter or other character will be able to buy gas or diesel only on odd numbered days.
So they got to remember those days, odds and even days, and your license plate. You know, it got me thinking. Do you know, this is an honest question here. I mean, honestly, I was thinking this earlier today when I was cruising around. How many people know their license plate number? Do you know your full license plate number? Or do you have to look it up? Do you, Charles in charge, do you know your license plate number?
No.
Neither do I. I have no idea.
I noticed that Bloomberg could barely get out that rule.
Yeah, odd. That's it.
Odd, even. Odd. Oh, wait.
He doesn't know his license plate number because he doesn't have one. He has drivers. He doesn't have to know it. Yeah, I think for some people, they're going to have to write it down and carry it around with them in their wallet. Or at least what...
Are they going to have drivers? Or are they going to have people at the pumps inspecting to make sure?
Well, there would be a problem. There would be people that would be reported if they just showed up anyway. So usually they don't try to pull that one over on people, but they're going to have to know their plate. At least initially they're going to have to run down from the 12th floor and go and look at what the plate number is. And remember, parking in New York is always kind of hairy, scary anyway, especially after this whole thing. But because of what's happened with the storm, and then throw on top of that nor'easter with the problems in Staten Island, you know, over 22 people were killed there of the 110 in the Sandy storm, and you have houses that are just have floated away, and there are pictures and mementos that are hanging around behind, and cars that floated away or turned upside down. Craziness happened, and the gas thing has just gotten worse. This is just persists after Sandy and after the nor'easter, so have to have rationing. It's the only thing we can do. You got to fill up every other day. And some people do a reverse commute, so that might be kind of tough. I guess I just have to fill up someplace else. I saw a couple of shots. Actually, I have a cousin that works at Rutgers. He's one of the he's an assistant athletic director, I think is his title, communications. And he said it's a nightmare, the whole thing in central New Jersey with gas, and it's the same thing in New York, so they had to do this. They say police are going to be at gas stations to enforce the system, Charles in charge, just so you know. Lucky for me, I got my handy-dandy iPhone and got a text about that as it left my lips, and Charles actually made the comment. So a cop pal sent me this and said that's what they're going to be doing. They're going to be there to check it out. So New York City, Long Island. Gas available to drivers with license plate numbers ending in odd numbers or a letter on Friday. On Saturday, to finish that up with license plates that end in an even number of in even numbers of zero can add up to, or zero can add fuel up then. I think that's going to be bad because people are worried, how are they going to get to certain jobs? How about if you work for a company that delivers flowers, catering companies, that kind of stuff? What's that going to be like? They're going to have to get up early and wait in those long lines. And they were hoping because they were worried about hoarding, that this would prevent all that if they did that. And the idea is to give everyone a fair chance so that the lines aren't so oppressive. Ooh. Man, gas rationing. That harkens back to the 70s and Jimmy Carter for a much different reason. But, you know, if you're in central New Jersey, like my cousin, and you're at Rutgers and you're waiting for 2 hours in line, yeah, they're doing the same thing. So that's why I think Bloomberg decided to do that. They say only a quarter of the city's gas stations are open. There's some are closed because they're still out of power, or they can't get fuel from the terminals and storage tanks can't unload their cargo. So they're stuck. Well, if they don't get gas, then they don't have gas for days on end, what's going to happen? So the rationing starts 5 a.m. If you're listening to me, I know we have a lot of New Yorkers and people in New Jersey that listen and that go into New York, so just in case you get caught in that, 5 a.m. Friday on Long Island. That's where it starts. Lots of people without power. 6 a.m. in New York City. By the way, if you were thinking the same thing I was thinking, taxis in New York, limousines, buses, commercial vehicles, that kind of stuff, and emergency vehicles, because think about an ambulance. Whoops, we're out of gas. They're exempt from that kind of a plan. They're exempt from that. So, what if you had a vanity plate? You're probably confused. If you have a vanity plate, like Donald Trump probably has one, although he probably doesn't drive either. They don't have numbers, but they're considered odd-numbered plates. And how about this? Out-of-state drivers have to follow the system, too. So I used to commute into New York, and I would have had New Jersey plates at the time, and I would have had to, well, like anyone else, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, Massachusetts, whatever it is, you'd have to also honor that system. Ooh, I think some people, I have a feeling some people are going to have a hard time with that one. Under the tribulation category, I happened to see this, and I don't know why. I shouldn't say I was surprised, but it caught my attention because I had just been to a movie, and I've seen the Zero Dark Thirty trailer, the movie coming out that's controversial because of the access that Catherine Bigelow had to secret information as to Osama bin Laden and what went down from the SEAL point of view, certainly. You know, there's this whole national security debate over that. Well, that movie is a reality, and that movie is going to be out in December, right around Christmas time, I believe. And so it seems that national security was also tipped a little bit because of seven members of Navy's SEAL Team 6 for work on a video game. So you got the movie thing, and then you've got this video game deal, and it's seven people who are on the team now, including one involved in the Osama bin Laden raid. They got what they call non-judicial punishment for having served as a paid consultant or paid consultants for that video game Medal of Honor Warfighter. You mean I can't pose in a video game? I can't do that? I'm just a consultant. Come on, I gotta make some money here. So, it's a new game that's pretty hot that was just released, and they have special op forces, including SEALs, and they're in combat situations. You know how wildly popular these are. So all the promo stuff for the game mentioned that fact, that to make it realistic, guess what? We use real Navy SEALs. So a Navy official said 11 active duty SEALs actually ended up working as a consultant for over 2 days earlier in the year, and they were all members of SEAL Team 6, so they were punished for violating their non-disclosure agreements and for having revealed tactics, techniques, and procedures. See, you want to know what we do? Just get a video game, and you'll know what our secret SEALs do. Stay with us.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots Only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Here on America Tonight. Woo-hoo! Hey, everybody, remember about your plates. If you're listening to me and you're going through New York, odd, even, you're going to have to memorize them. You're going to have to figure out which you are, what category you fall into. Let's go to Sally, who's listening to us in the great state of Washington, Aberdeen, Washington. Hey, Sally, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. I really wanted to call you yesterday when you asked the three things why the election was lost, but I left my phone at my friend's house in another town. But tonight I wanted to talk to you. You're talking about guns and you're talking about Gabby Gifford. I think the guy should be shot. He killed so many people. I think he should be shot himself. I think it'd be a merciful thing to do, just put him out of his misery.
Mm.
I don't own a gun, but I do believe that people have a right to have guns. And I don't believe that guns kill. It's an inanimate object. I think people kill people. Kill someone.
Thank you. That's exactly what I think. It's not the guns, it's the people. And if guns were outlawed, basically, there would be more criminals with guns who would be selling them on the black market, and it would be even a bigger nightmare than you can imagine in this country.
Yeah, they did that in England. I saw a video about England where they gave up their guns, and then what you just said happened. A crime increased, and now they're at the mercy. Right now, in America, you don't know if you go to that house to rob it or do damage. You don't know if that person has a gun. Oh, here's something that somebody said recently, and I can't remember which state it is, but there was a 12-year-old girl. She was at home alone, and she goes, Mom, she called her mother at work. She goes, someone's trying to break into the house. And her mother said this. She said, you go get the gun. You call 911. You hide. She did that. She hid in the closet. The guy broke in, and he was about ready to open the closet door, and she shot him. Did you hear that?
I did hear that story. I did hear that story. And how smart was that? Because can you imagine what would have happened to that 12-year-old?
Could have happened to that family. I feel sick about that husband whose wife had to go down to the bank, and they had the girls tied up, and it was just
horrible.
Oh,
you're talking about that Connecticut story. I can barely even talk about that. Oh, no, Sally, we had people on the show, and it was so depressing that happened. Those beautiful girls and his wife, all three killed, and then there was no answer for it. The criminals who escaped, who murdered them, had no, it was just, well, I went along with it, and I just, you know, we just decided to do it when we saw them at the market, and oh, it was awful.
Do I have time to tell you one more thing about the election or not?
Yes, you okay. Go for it.
You know that I've talked to you before. I lost my son. I'm a Gold Star mother.
Yes.
And the thing that is upsetting to me about the election is my son served, he went in 99 under Clinton. He died under President Obama in Afghanistan. And I heard that many of the ballots didn't get in again. And my son missed 3 presidential elections. His ballots were not counted. And I heard it happened again. I heard there was over 1 million ballots that did not get counted. And I didn't have my phone until my friend brought it to me tonight. And I wanted to call in so badly. But this one guy called in. He goes, you know what? I'm getting sick and tired of this. He said, I think the military ballot should be counted first. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah, you know what? Once again, Veterans Day coming up. Sally, thanks so much for your family's service and what they've sacrificed for this country. But I agree with you 100%. How can we not have the military ballots count and get the military ballots in? Remember, there was big controversy over that with the whole hanging Chad things and counting military votes when Gore and Bush were going toe-to-toe and we were waiting for the election results. Initially, the ballots were disqualified, and then a judge ruled them in because, you know, they're out there on the front lines and then trying to get them in and have them witness. Some of them didn't have signatures on it and all that kind of stuff. But this is the problem. There's no reason why in a country like ours that we can't make this a much more smooth process. I understand that it's more difficult to get them, let's say, to people that are on bases in places like Afghanistan, and especially in some of those regions that are the worst regions that you can ultimately imagine. But here's the deal. They eventually go back to whatever base camp they have. And with the technology we have now, there's already discussion about online voting. We can't set up a system of online voting for military people. There isn't a way to do that, to have somebody witness it and have several witnesses and let people come and vote, let them go in and vote. I would think there'd be a way to do it that it could be pretty darn efficient. The things that we can do now with technology, amazing. So what is the holdup? That has to be, you know, it has to be important, because who's fighting for our freedoms? Who wants to have the right to vote? They're fighting for all the things that we stand for. You know, ultimately, isn't that what we always say? Fighting for our way of life, wherever it is any of our soldiers are in the world. So very good point. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents on some of the things we've been talking about, including guns, and the gun issue comes up because of the Tucson shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner, being sentenced to life in prison. Still a chance that he could get the death penalty if the prosecutors pursue that in another way, but the victims of family members and the victims themselves wanted this thing to go through speedy, so he got a plea agreement because of that he would not get the death penalty. But there may be ultimately a way around that. Some other people feel that that's not right, and you heard heard Sal there say, you know, shoot them. And here's the thing, do we have the death penalty? Do we not have the death penalty? The arguments in other states about the death penalty, people talking about death row inmates who DNA evidence shows they didn't commit a crime. But that's a different thing. When you have someone definitely nailed for a heinous, unspeakable crime, if there ever was a reason to use the death penalty, there's your reason. There is no gray area with Jared Lee Loeffner. There isn't. They have him. They have him on tape. They've seen him. They're there. They witnessed it. People who were shot by him witnessed being shot by him. So there's no mystery to that. And that's the hiding behind the mental illness deal is the outrage, I think, of the whole thing with Jared Lee Loeffner, at least using that in the defense sense in the courtroom to get the plea agreement and then having him get out of a situation where he would ultimately be tried with the death penalty hanging in the balance, because certainly the people that he shot point blank, they had no choice. They couldn't plead for their life. He just turned around and just shot them cold-bloodedly, including a little girl, which you know, that no matter what the family does, they cannot bring her back to life. So you can make that other argument, but I think of, you know, an eye for an eye, tooth for tooth kind of thing. This is a place where it plays out. It definitely plays out to me. All right, I'm going to end on one quick thing for you. You know, there's a new movie out called Flight. Denzel Washington incredibly lands a plane that would have gone down. I don't want to tell you all the details to spoil it. It was one of our cheap movie reviews last week. In real life, a United Airlines flight from Denver landed safely in D.C. after the crew reported an emergency because a passenger began praying in an aisle loudly. The plane was escorted by military jets after the crew declared an emergency. And finally, the plane landed, as I said, at Dulles International Airport. The crew made the decision because the male passengers started praying in the middle of the aisle and scared everyone, would not listen, and they could not get him up. Gives you reason to pause, doesn't it?
Armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try it free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.